Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senator Dick Durbin is dialed in. Senator Durbin, welcome to WGN. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, John. I just left the Senate floor and made a statement about Officer French and this straw purchase. And it's heartbreaking. That wonderful 29-year-old officer who was apparently one of the best gave her life defending a neighborhood and defending all of us. But I want to quickly add, as tragic as her loss is, we have tragic losses, sadly, every week in the city of Chicago from gun violence. And I don't want to diminish those. I just want to say that we're paying special attention to this officer at this moment.
What's the first thing we need to do, Senator? The big picture is jobs and education or parental supervision, et cetera. But what can we do now?
We need to do a lot of things. It isn't one single thing, and it isn't one politician or one leader that can make the difference. I look at Officer French's situation, and it involves what's called a straw purchase. I've been introducing legislation for years to go after this. A person goes to a gun store and has no criminal record, buys a gun, and hands it over to someone who does. The person with a criminal record had no legal right to purchase a firearm. The straw purchaser steps in the middle and says, I'll do it for you. Then the ultimate person with the gun goes out and commits a crime. We view that now as a paperwork violation. A paperwork violation. They lied on their application for a gun when it asked whether this is for your personal use or you're transferring it to another. And it's treated as a misdemeanor, a paperwork misdemeanor. So an 8-month sentence is not uncommon. And as a consequence, federal prosecutors don't pay much attention to it. I think that is just flat out wrong. These folks are as complicit in the crime that follows from that activity as someone driving a getaway car, as far as I'm concerned. We need to treat it as a felony. Now, we're getting pushback. The gun stores are saying, oh, wait a minute, you're not going to find us liable. Well, no, ordinarily we wouldn't. But if that person has been showing up every other day and buying volumes of firearms way beyond their personal use, you've got to have a question raised as to whether or not they should be buying any firearms at this point. So it's time to engage in a conversation, and Officer French's death is a reminder.
Senator, I was heartened to see that the governor signed a bill here in Illinois which tried to close the gun show loophole. I presume you're somewhat familiar with that. Are we making progress in Illinois or the country in this regard?
Illinois is making some, the country, none. Zero. The gun lobby is in control of the Senate, where you need 60 votes. We have 50 Democrats. Anything dealing with guns, safety, background checks and like has been stopped cold by the gun lobby. They don't want any conversation on this. And that is tragic.
One last question. Senator Dick Durbin on the phone. I know this isn't your purview, but what do you make about the apprehension of and prosecution of low and mid-level criminals in Chicago? Do you think we need to crack down harder on the people that are committing small crimes in the hope that that will keep them from committing bigger crimes?
John, we got to put it in perspective. I have heard conflicting reports, and I'll bet you have too, as to whether this is at the heart of the problem or this is not the problem. I will add quickly that when I was with the Attorney General, we went to Ready Chicago and met with this group, Joey Bocanegra, and they are reaching into the neighborhoods and trying to turn the lives around of these people who are drifting toward the gangs and toward the gun violence and drug violence. It is part of this whole problem. Like I said earlier, it's not one thing. It's a series of things. One of them is restoring opportunity and economic sense to many of these neighborhoods.
I think these people in this case, if they are guilty of the crimes that have taken place. They should never get out of jail. But I also understand the idea that we do not want to create still more hardened criminals in a system that throws them into jail too quickly. It's such a fine dance we have to do about that.
I couldn't have said it better. We want to have appropriate punishment for those who have done wrong, a deterrence for future violators of the law. We want to make it sensible. We don't want to impose $40,000-$50,000 a year imprisonment beyond the period where we're changing the safety of the community. I mean, our homes, our neighborhoods, our families are the highest priority.
Senator Dick Durbin, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, John.